unfortunately, due to the coronavirus, we're all, and I'm sure those that are going to be watching the program on Facebook, you can all see that I'm working from home, and all my guests are going to be joining me live from home. But anyway, let's dive deep into it and tackle the discussion that we have, Nasim Chirongwa, as usual. And I mentioned Kuti Chirongwa Ichimbe Choma Chereti Niki on the program that's how tackling anything and everything news related. Tonight on The Connection, we continue the discussion that we kick-started last week. Nasim Chirongwa Tsange Chibata Nyaye Chirwere Che Coronavirus. Utabale Piwane Le Coronavirus. Thus far, the coronavirus, which according to the World Health Organization is a global pandemic, in countries all over the world, a lot of people have tested positive. Thus far, the global pandemic has abandoned 39,000 lives have been taken and counting. Zimbabwe. By the time we go on air, the number would have increased. The number, once again, thus far, over 800,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Now, if we look at our neighbors, for example, South Africa, where they also have their 21-day shutdown, just like what's happening with Zimbabwe, and Botswana has also joined the ranks, but we'll delve deeper into that. Over 1,300 people have tested positive for coronavirus for South Africa, and there's been 3 deaths. Now, if we zone into Zimbabwe, Namsha Sibone, the Ministry of Health, the statement that they usually update the nation, they mentioned, thus far, 8 people have tested positive for COVID-19, and as mentioned throughout the whole time, who has lost his life, that was the young 30-year-old Zororo Matamba. May his soul rest in peace. So, Muria Zimbabwe, join us and let us know, what is your take on what's happening in Israel in the coronavirus? As we speak, we're on radio on a 909 medium wave frequency, 4930, 6040, 15460 kilohertz per shortwave. And for those that like streaming the program on Facebook, we will be uploading the video product later on during the course of the day. It'll be available on our 3 Facebook pages of VOA Devele, VOA Studio 7, Tripo Jekare, pa VOA Shona. Saka kanamchida, tishange chikumbra yukuti mushe chirongwa kuitra kuti wanene uwandu edu. Kuitra kuti ilizwe lonke chigelele ba cholulu azolu chile. Ukuti kase gui ino gwenza kalayo emsabeni wonke chigelele ngase skuluma ngeku wanele coronavirus. Saka ndiyo ya etinayo nasi mchirongwa mure Zimbabwe, pindaye mchirongwa mutuzo maondreni. Once again, I'm talking about Zimbabwe. I'm talking about Zimbabwe. The connection Lilami Umai Fore. Now, before I head over to my panelists, as usual, we like to play out a couple of videos that kind of give a summary of what's happening, not just in the country, but worldwide. So the first video we're going to head over to is the Minister of Information, Honorable Monica Mchangwa. She addressed the media over the weekend. As of Monday, which was yesterday, the 21-day shutdown elizweni kickstarts. But to ensure that there is safety, to ensure that people abide by the 21-day lockdown in Zimbabwe. Let's take a listen to what Honorable Mchangwa had to say.
But Karamba to collect the information. Chichi two mira kuna majournalist. You will repair the paper review. I was about circulation here. The Minister of Information.
All right, Muri Zimbabwe, that was the Honorable Monica Mchangwa, Minister of Information, Elizweni. Ube tsatsa ngempela ukuthi amapolisa njalo amabutho will be on the ground to ensure ukuthi abantu balapho ukulalela lokho okushiwo ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lapho uthe ilizwe will be going lizabe livale ngqi as of izolo vele bese livalile and there is a 21 day shutdown in Israel. Lokhu kusho ukuthi only essential services are going to be in operation. Kuthiwa amabhanga will be open, bathe njalo izitolo zizabe zivuliwe, so abantu bangaphelelwa ngokudla. They can go to the stores to purchase goods. Honorable Mchangwa was also highlighting ukuthi intathile izindaba kumele baqhubekele phambili ngomsebenzi wabo. They must continue with their works as they highlight what is going on in the country when we're talking about Utaba le coronavirus. Now, let me head over to my first guest. Joining me live via telephone and jalo via Skype, ngumnumzana Silo Blessing Piri, ongusakhulayo, yena is in Mbare, tsukunzwana, jinjo, achichema, achichi, mkatharika, mkibotakafana, Mbare, upo, yaiwa, anzi, dambutiko, re coronavirus, nukona kumneta. Asi, loto, gote lanjalo, Edgar Mnasi, Dr. Mnasi is based in, he's in the UK right now. So, Dr. Sinemeza Ozavengena Gutelo via Skype. Angelo will also have a young lady who's based in New York, in Salonis, Zimbabwe, Utanya Chiriseri. So, let's head over to Sakala Logo, Dr. Sinemeza. Dr. Sinemeza, welcome to the program. How are you doing, Chief?
Oh, thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining. How are things where you are at?
Well, we're in a bit of a fix. I think there are a lot of confounding factors that are affecting our society right now, including the coronavirus, but also we also have our socio-economic troubles that we've been having for quite some time. So it's a really difficult situation to have.
Now, Doc, you are one of the people that I was really looking forward to talking to when we're talking about the issue of coronavirus. In the country, we've spoken to a lot of doctors, and one of the things that doctors seem to be complaining about is they're talking to people. And to protect yourselves against COVID-19, there's not enough of it in the country. Now, that's also a worldwide phenomenon, because even here in America, where it's a developed country, doctors, too, are also saying, hi, guys, we also have the shortage because not a lot of people are expecting it. But could you walk us through what the working environment is like for you doctors right now?
So currently I work at Perinatal Group of Hospitals. So it's not necessarily seeing COVID-19 patients, but we get to screen patients and then send them over to the appropriate facilities, such as Wilkins Hospital. Mm-hmm. So in particular, in terms of the PPE that we require, it's been in shortage for quite some time. Mm-hmm. And in terms of specifically for COVID-19, we need gear when we are attending to patients, because as you know, we do not necessarily know who is infected or not infected, mm-hmm. because some people are transmitting, don't have the symptoms, but are actually infected. Mm-hmm. So we need this protective gear so as to protect ourselves and also protect our colleagues and our loved ones at home.
Now, Doc, you touched on a very important thing, which is the fact that some people don't even know that they may have the coronavirus and they're what they call carriers of coronavirus. So you might have it, but you might not be showing the symptoms, but you might be out here transmitting it. Could you explain to the people what this means? Because some people think, kuti uwe munhu anonzi ane chirwere checoronavirus, you actually have to be sick, unokwana uchikosora, you have to be sneezing and so forth. Could you explain to people what it means for munhu kana achiti your carrier of coronavirus?
Essentially, what being a carrier means, it means you have the infection inside your body. You can transmit it to other people, but you are not yet showing symptoms of the condition. So essentially, being a carrier just means you are walking around, you don't necessarily have the symptoms. Sometimes you have the symptoms and they are mild, but you are able to transmit the symptoms to other people who are surrounding you.
Now, Dr. Chibata, my mask, my gloves. We see a lot of people worldwide scrambling, which don't take my masks, running my pockets, which go, what are my masks, my gloves, and my sanitizers, things that are in shortage when for you doctors. Could you break it down? Because when I did my research on coronavirus initially, when it all started, one thing that I seem to understand, and I stand corrected, which is why you're on the program, is that the mask itself is for people who are actually positive for COVID-19, because it's supposed to be a preventative measure that when you sneeze, it is covered by the mask, not just someone aninga ari negative. Okay, could you explain to people what is going on and if it's even necessary for everybody to be out here trying to buy masks?
So the thing with masks at the moment is kind of controversial, in a sense that there are countries like the Czech Republic. Everyone is required to wear a mask if they're going into public. So this is essentially because of the issue that we tackled on about being a carrier and having the infection and having the capacity to spread the infection, you have to wear a mask so that it creates a barrier between you and other people. Mm-hmm. And then this is the luxury that they have, was they are in a resource well setting. They are better off than us. But when it comes to a country like Zimbabwe, we are in a resource limited setting. Mm-hmm. And if we were to ask everyone to wear a mask, that would mean that we will create a sort that we were talking about. Well, for those who are actually on the front line, who are supposed to be wearing the mask. So I think there was a recent study that was done, sort of like a clinical trial, whereby in the city, whereby doctors are attending to corona patients, there seems to be a level of the coronavirus in the air for most of the time, because this is a setting whereby people are concentrated in one room. So it is necessary for doctors to wear those masks. In general, for the public, the mask just stops the you from spreading the infection, but it doesn't necessarily prevent you from getting it.
Doctor, Tombo Batanyai Chukunzwa, Chukuna Nika Zakasiana Siana, they're now also shutting down. Chukuna South Africa, Nayo, Pakat Pichrova, 21 days shut down. Nesu of Zimbabwe, Pakat Pichrova, 21 days shut down. Is there a specific reason as to why countries are going with 21 days? Does this have anything to do with any biological or chemical thing in connection with the coronavirus?
No, so in connection with COVID-19,
the 21 days is it's not just a number. Mm-hmm. So the studies that have been done by the countries that are most affected by the virus show that for a person to get infected and then to show symptoms, it takes about 14 days, which is 2 weeks, to 21 days. So from the time of getting the infection and then starting to show symptoms, it can take that duration. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind having people having a lockdown for 21 days is mainly pertaining to social distancing. Mm-hmm. Let's say you were infected by the start of the lockdown. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen people queuing and people traveling from all over the place, and then you got the virus. It would take that period for you to start exhibiting the symptoms. Mm-hmm. So when you exhibit the symptoms, you are under lockdown. You are being socially distanced, so it means you won't be transmitting the infection to other people around you. You most probably transmit your immediate family, but you won't be transmitting, let's say, and so forth.
There's a big chance that the coronavirus now that there's a shutdown, those who are traveling, there's less Zupco buses, but Zupco buses are now being disinfected. Imi sevanhu who work in the medical field, mungati danho rinobatsirere?
Pertaining to the COVID-19 virus, in terms of social distancing, we need at least a distance of 6 feet between two individuals. So, if you are in public, if they need for you to be in public. Disinfecting, we've seen China doing the same, and it has worked well for them, but the commonest mode of transmission of this virus is contact between two individuals, or if you contacting a surface and then applying it to your face and so forth. So this measure, it will work if there's a limited number of people who are in the bus.
Imi sa savana chiremba varumunyika. We've highlighted kuti mune chichemo chikurusa zvikurusa inyaya yekuti hamuna protective gear. There's not enough. Anyaya yema ventilators ndeimwe iri kunetsa. Tikuona zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe who live in different parts of the world. Sanganisira kuno kuAmerica, even kuZimbabwe kwacho ikoko. They're all trying to figure out ways. They're starting GoFundMe's. They're trying to figure out ways to fundraise enough funds to be able to help you guys. Do you think that's enough to ensure that there is safety?
I think the major struggle is, I think if you've been checking the statistics,
you'll see that in northern Italy, about 51 doctors have succumbed to the virus and actually died. This is a well-funded system that has everything in place, but they have all the protective clothing, there's enough funds. But they found themselves overwhelmed by the system. Mm-hmm. So I can't say. I think this is we should tackle this pandemic using all fronts, which means we need the government support, we need private support, but also we need to regain the trust between. We need to bridge the gap of the trust between us and also the government, because you know we've been going through a lot this past few months in terms of protective strikes and government. So we need to particularly regain that confidence that we are going as frontliners, we're going as police, but we also have kings and queens covering our backs.
All right, Dr. Tsinotendasi Memeza, thank you so much for taking time out to join us. We really appreciate it. And on behalf of all Zimbabweans, the world itself, we thank you so much for the work that you're putting out. You guys are on the front lines. So thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Muriel Zimbabwe, that was Uto Hotela Tsinotenda. Simemeza, uwe lati buhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo nasi mchirongwa. Dr. Simemeza is a doctor based eHarare, limzwile ngempela ukuthi echasisa the troubles that they're facing bona njengabodokotela bangawachisanangura mathambudziko avarikusangana nawo. I highlighted, however, that Zimbabweans all over across the globe are all working together trying to figure out a way to provide the protective gear that the doctors need. So, before we head over to my next guest, who is a doctor like Usengilan, Dr. Edgar Munatsi, let's head over to a quick video that was compiled by VOA. What do you need to do the most to ensure you don't catch the coronavirus? Let's head over to that video, and then we'll head over to Dr. Munatsi.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int, or the Centers for Disease Control's website, www.cdc.gov.
Well, Muriel Zimbabwe, you just heard that. Kezai maoko, kezai maoko, kezai maoko. Before you eat, kezai maoko. Before you touch any public services, if you can, make sure...
I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for taking time out to join me on the program, please.
Thank you for having me here.
Tochi batanyaya tinayo muchirongwa. Kune Muriel Zimbabwe, those that are listening, Dr. Edgar Munatsi is in the United Kingdom. Ngishilo ngempela ukuthi uyizalwane seZimbabwe. Bamnatsi, zvinhu zvakamira sei kwamuri kuUK patotaura nezvenyaya yecoronavirus?
Nyaya yecoronavirus inongori bishi-bishi batai-batai. Nekuda kwekuti vanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere checoronavirus vari kuwanda zuva nezuva. Kudarika zvanga zvakafungidzirwa, saka zvipatara zviri kuzara, zvipatara zvakagadzirwa kuti zvione vanhu vane chirwere ichi. Saka ndingati idambudziko guru panguva ino yecoronavirus.
Now, Chichitarisa Zurgit Kamunika, is it as bad for Buriku England?
I'm going to call virus the Nokona Kango, Tafana, Sios, and what's, you know. I'm going to call it in very quickly. My tests are quick, Kuan, one of the things of the coronavirus. Anga Safari, I would one day, Shindra and the Ku Famaglitavan, women,
Now, Dr. Mnasi, Chichi Tarisa, my Tambuziko, you heard there from one of the doctors who is based in Munyeka. That is not enough protective gear that they need. Ventilators, there's not enough ventilators in Munyeka. As a professional or a medical expert, how is something like this fixed? Which tells me with Munyeka, Maria Gawanda Muna.
Tingangoti and the Sikore Corona Razo, we are Kantakasan in Zimbabwe. Rauyasar, Asia, the Kosaika, Kwemisonga, Kushandi Samuspataro, Inaya Garaisa, Makoria Kawan. Urumende, Yavia Kasibia, Kutere, Zayo, Yaku, Koshes, whoever was in Kushpatara, Nice, I'm not sure, Sukutrakan or Koshes. Wong.
They're also looking towards working alongside universities towards making ventilators in Munyeka to ensure that at least Zimbabwe is better prepared, or since it's already in the country, can handle the situation better. What is your take on this? Do you think that this is a good move?
I think the move to always, support innovative ideas from, students from the corporate world is a good move, but the challenge is that, we've been explaining when we react from that to prevent that. These hospitals virtually do not have ventilators. And if people want to always be in the firefighting mode, without proper planning, ventilators are a vital component of critical care in hospitals. They have to be quality assurance. They have to be up to standard. Because you can imagine, people depend on this. If someone is on life support, they are depending on the ventilator. So it is important for the government to make sure if that is the route they want to take. Therefore, then they have to be quality assurance. They have to be, producing quite standard, ventilators.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's touch on the issue of the lockdown itself. A lot of people seem to be caught in between two worlds. A lot of people are part of the informal sector, which means and so forth. Others also live in high-density suburbs. We're looking to hear from Blessing Piri now, but they feel as though, one, the issue here, social distancing, is next to impossible because number two, they feel as though they're at a stage and point whereby they need to decide and also go against the law, or do I stay at home? As a medical expert, what kind of words would you have to say to them?
I would say this is a very difficult situation, my brother, as you rightly put it. So many of our people are in the informal sector, and they literally live from hand to mouth. And therefore, it was important, and I think it is important still for the government to make sure that they are supporting, particularly the vulnerable groups, you know, who are living in the townships. I think I was listening yesterday, they were trying to come up with initiatives where we can distribute, for example, food vouchers, where we can get go and get groceries to the shops. I think that will be a very vital component, because we don't want to have a situation where we are trying to save lives by social distancing, by letting people stay at home, but at the same time, you know, many people won't be able to survive if they cannot eat. And then that is a bigger problem again. So I think the government has to strike a balance in terms of that. They have to prioritize making sure that vulnerable groups are supported, at least in terms of at least getting the basic needs that they need for this lockdown. Because the lockdown is quite important in terms of, you know, flattening the curve, making sure that the virus doesn't continue spreading, and therefore saving more lives.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Mnasi, let me head over to Mo Gesong, and then I'll come back to you, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right, you just heard there from Dr. Edgar Monati. Yena ngu Dr. who's based in Gilandi, Goto, who is in Zimbabwe, who is in Zimbabwe, not so long ago. Now, let's head over to New York. Now, New York is one of the most hardest hit places, coronavirus. So I brought on Usafulayo, Utanya Chiriseri, who's going to be on our program, what's happening in New York. Tanya, let's keep on season.
The situation in New York is a very dire situation. Mm-hmm. I saw Momo Umbe's catches right in New York, and I wouldn't know him that and Momo came to our change, as in what we say. So we keep receiving messages that the numbers are going up, and it's a very, we're in a very hard place, that's basically what I can say for now.
Now, Tanya, New York has practically been on shutdown for the past couple of weeks. However, like you highlighted, the numbers are continuing to go up and continuing to go up. Are people practicing everything that people seem to be highlighting here as well? This issue of isolation, we hear people talking about ensuring that there's distance between you and the next person. Are people doing all these things?
Well, I'll be honest with you, as I am also a culprit in this, in the sense that we still kind of meet with our friends. Like, I was at the park a couple of days ago, but we're maintaining the distance. In terms of the shutdown, they've done very well to ensure that everyone is in their homes. If you're in New York at 7 p.m., which is very rare, mm-hmm. you'll find the whole street, all the streets are quiet, and there's no one on the streets. So, in terms of maintaining social distance, people are trying because they are staying in their homes. It's not an easy thing to stay in your home for the whole day, mm-hmm. you know. So I want to ask them which way from a panje given we want to want the way listen in Zabo. But I'm not sure which the numbers as in I'm still to find out which numbers I look at Kwela. Is it because people are still are failing to maintain social distance and isolation? But I think Uchi Uvele Umkushane Ubusukona. Mm-hmm. In New York, and people had already contracted the virus, and mm-hmm. the people who are, why the numbers are going up is because more and more people are testing, and I have two people that I personally know, and one of them is actually a close friend in our group, mm-hmm. who was contracted with the virus, and it's causing a lot of anxiety, it's causing a lot of stress, because in a sense, like, it's clearly lap as was, which is, you really never know until you go out and test, you know?
Now, what's in Ubambumlo Motanya, just for 1 second, let me go back to Edgar. Mkoma Edgar.
Yes.
Right. You heard what Tanya highlighted there. New York has basically been on shutdown for 2 weeks. I think my numbers are going to be the numbers increase. Even if we look at the worldwide trend itself, people are starting to become more quote-unquote woke. They're getting more awareness on what's happening worldwide with regards to the coronavirus. But the numbers are still continuously increasing of the amount of people that A, are testing positive, and B, that are dying. Is there an explanation as to how this is working? Because somehow you'd like to believe that if people are getting more advice on what should happen, they'd be taking more necessary precautions. But somehow the number is still increasing.
I'd say there are a couple of reasons why this is the situation. One of the reasons is that more people are testing. And therefore, we expect, I think, in the next 2 weeks to get even more numbers of people testing positive.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the other reason why you have, you know, the numbers of people dying is increasing. There's a bit of a misnomer when we look at these numbers. Because the numbers of people who are testing positive now, we expect those numbers to have an effect in terms of the mortality, at least in 2 weeks or so, because people always, you know, want to say how many people died today, how many people tested positive today, and compare the two. Those two numbers cannot be compared because people who are dying today contracted the disease maybe 2 weeks ago. So therefore, you can only sort of look at the numbers of people who are dying today and compare it to the people who tested maybe 2 weeks ago. So these numbers of people who are testing positive now will contribute to a greater point of mortality in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But largely because a lot of people are testing, many countries are increasing the numbers of people that are testing, and also because the coronavirus can be transmitted with people who are asymptomatic. So it is very sometimes very difficult. People do not know that they have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
They are not coughing, they are not sneezing, but at the same time, passing it on to the next person. So this is why it's very imperative, very important that people really hear the call of, you know, lockdowns, hear the call of social distancing to make sure that even though you are asymptomatic, you don't transmit the virus to the next person by maintaining social distance.
Mm-hmm. But again, but if I'm wrong, let me go back to Tanya. Tanya, what's that connecting one? Right. I'm sure abantu abaningi ekhaya are watching okwenzakalayo kwele medical ndabo sebesaba. I'm sure you've also received ama calls about you being losing. Are you okay?
Yes.
Now, how are you going about ensuring ukuthi wena you're safe?
I mean, to answer your question, I'd say Uti, there's a lot of misconceptions, a lot of conspiracies, and I'm very happy for people like Odogo Tela of the UK, who's explaining to us and clarifying to us, isn't it, how do we go about being safe, you know? Why I'm saying that is because if you walked out of New York, right, if you walk out of my door right now, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask.
Yes.
And you walk into a store, everyone is wearing gloves and a mask. I wasn't sure myself, am I protecting myself if I'm wearing my gloves? You say about my tomatoes and my avocado in the store, or the next person, if I'm not wearing them and I'm washing my hands or whatever it is, that next person who's wearing gloves, I don't know what that person was touching, but they have those gloves and they're touching same avocados that I'm trying to buy in the store. So it's very hard and very difficult. We are in a serious dire quagmire because, how can we do it? But all I'm doing personally is staying away from a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm associating so far with one or two people, and they also have assured me that they don't associate with anybody else. So one of them is my sister, one of them is a friend, but also I'm maintaining that distance, so we don't even see each other. When we see each other, we don't even, we're not at close proximity, meaning we're 6 meters or 3 meters apart.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way, and I'm sure a lot of people are doing the same. I hear that in Germany, they put in a law that you're not allowed to actually be seen walking with the person who's not from the same household. which I think is very smart.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the biggest things with New York and New Jersey and these areas is because people live on social life. It's actually crazy. We need to consistently, like, talk to one another and see each other. So I don't know if I answered your question, but I think we are trying our best.
I find it intriguing. I always have a good giggle every single time people say to me, New York is the city that never sleeps, and apparently now it's finally sleeping. How are people in New York receiving this? Are people, you know, when we see videos, Times Square is practically empty. How are people reacting to all this?
It's very empty. I mean, I don't know if you saw in the news, there was a guy who was playing like a whole an instrument by himself, like in the middle of the street, and it's very like it's so sad in a way to see a city like New York this quiet, and you get the sense of which the whole world is not okay, mm-hmm. you know, and you have people right now, the people who usually sell things on the street. It's funny how I saw a couple of people still selling, and they're selling masks now, and they're selling sanitizers, which is strange for a city like New York. But I would like to say that people are really, I mean, we are in a privileged economy, and I hear medicine is running out, just like in every other place and all this stuff, but for you to see a lot of people being able to wear gloves, being able to, like, get sanitizers, we are really privileged, and really grateful.
Mm-hmm.
We have other issues, like people, 50% of the average people are out of employment right now, which is really sad, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think if we maintain this for the next couple of weeks and just keep going and be strong, we'll come out, a lot of people are going to heal from this disease, you know? We just mm-hmm. need to continue doing that, and I think it's important, yeah.
All right. Now, let me hold you both on the line, and let me head over to a video. When in South Africa, there's over 1,300 people who have tested positive. South Africa has recorded 3 deaths thus far. Siyabona njalo ukuthi labo baphakathi kohlelo lwe 21-day shutdown. South Africa, livaliwe ngqi. So, let's head over to Isabelle in Zimbabwe. So, na esiphila kule South Africa laye uthi he's practicing self-isolation or quarantine. Kodwa uhlezi la lomfazi wakhe uthi isikhathi lesi, kanye ngani, it's one of the most interesting times in his life. Let's head over to Umfundisi Richard Moyo, who sent us a video echazisa ngempela ukuthi bona as a family, what are they doing during this time?
Inini kwa mfundisi wa moyo nasu muta muka msotkwini na ini sondo chumu msotkwini wa ndi zedi zuzi kira gara muka timizi mba nasu moyo chapariza vangeli tika ripariza tika tumirada mafoni tika nyora zose tika cha nasu ligaito bata zedu timbo bata na maimu sondo kutu masaluna kusina zaka vagwa ni kuda ku coronavirus iyi saka tinokuudzira zvikuru kuti vanhu vose vanabana namai zvakanako mubatero vanamai zvakanaka zvemutoro kana mufundisi kare chizodzowa dzimai vedu mumafuta emusoro kuti wo musapinda zvinopinda zviyazviya kuti muite zvakanaka saka yaita dzinguve kuti vanababa kuti mainzvenga nemabasa akona baba inzvenga nemabasa ka vamwe vachiita inoona bhora vakuenda munoona friend vakuchii zvakadai zvose zvakusina kukuenda saka kuti vati yangu vadunga munhu newake mukati meimba saka iyi yaita dzinguve yekuti chero uchari baba wanga usingada amai vaivenga baba kana amai vaivenga baba nhasi uno hakusina kuenda nafurendi hakusina madhuva akangobva tiri mubhedhroom izvozvi taparidza vhangeri asa kuti ano regai timbobatabata musoro manamai timbozodza mafuta kubva achitanga ashanu nhasi sondo taita zvachizvaizvi shoko ramwari taparidza tatumira vhangeri satibatika saka zvakakosha kuti kumesa vana baba danai mukati medzimba kwati kuvana vedu vainzenga nekundovata mumabhawa achivenga vakadzi vavo zvino bhawa hakusina hakusina fodya hakusina zvose saka ndiwe mudzimai kana manga mako muchisingaunzwanani inguve yekuti munzwanani baba namai mukati medzimba muchirangarira kuti coronavhairasi kuyakaita yakauyawo kugadzisa zvimwe zvinhu pete wosa iwa mkati mimba nutiza kwa wimba na zika tozi ni msindo wa baka anamai padizu zaku tuti zaku itika saka tino kuruzi la kutumoso wana baba na namai dana na mkati ni zimba patuko ni one day zido zimu vivano mure girana kwete ugaramaka kumbutana kusura baba waka vada se shamba kusura guruba ataka na phone tino tenda na iso uso amen
Uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike ngoke 45 minutes into the program. You just heard there from umfundisi Richard Moyo ukwele South Africa. Umfundisi uyachazisa ngempela ukuthi yena just like what I'm seeing ebulenjini bokuxhumana ku social media eningi labantu. This is the one time ukuthi abadoda now getting to know abafazi babo, they're now spending quality time with their families. So umfundisi uyahleka la uthi hi lokho okwenziwa ngamadoda ukuthi you know you're watching iArsenal idlala neManchester United bonke lokho akusela ngenxa yokuthi iCoronavirus has caused all of this. Ibhola akusela, all sports, majority of sports have been cancelled. But that ndiyo nyaya yetinayo, nasi mchirongwa mburiye Zimbabwe, nasi mchirongwa chikubata nyaya yezwe chirwere che coronavirus. How is it affecting the world? Earlier on, you heard from udokotela Sinothenda Simemeza. Yena, he's a doctor based elizweni eZimbabwe useHarare. Udokotela Simemeza uchazisile ngempela ukuthi bona what challenges are they facing as doctors elizweni. Sizwe njalo from udokotela Edgar Mnatsi. Yena, he's based eNgilandi. We still have him on the program. Sizwe njalo from uChanya Chiriseri, young Zimbabwean based in New York. But now, one of the biggest concerns that a lot of people had was, what's happening in the high density suburbs in Elizweni? Like in places like Mbale, the population of people that live in those areas is very high. So, sitya hi, sikhume omnye wabo ongisakhulayo, umnumzana uBlessing Phiri, sizukuthi, how are things in places like Mbale? Are people practicing everything that has been put into law and put into practice by government? So let's head over to umnumzana uBlessing Phiri, and then we'll head over to uDr. Mnatsi. So we hear okunenye. Koma Blessing, shuru kufamba. Andri po, andri po, andri po. Koma kurite iko kumbari kwa muri uko.
Mbari kiriko.
Muri wapenyi.
Tira wapenyi.
Aywa, tinofara shukuru sana kwa ni mpachirongwa. Ngatibate nyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. Tububata nyaya zvirwere zvecoronavirus. When we're covering nyaya ye coronavirus vazhinji vanga vane chichemo vachiti tikatarisa zviri kuitika mahigh density suburbs hanzi muri kugara makava muri vanhu vakawanda, just even in one house in general munenge makawanda, vanhu vakaendera mberi vachitsanangura vachiti hanzi kuna nambari musika kunenge kwagara vanhu vanenge vakagara nabhampa next to each other. Nyaya yesocial distancing hapana. Tiudzeiwo zvizhinji Mkoma kuti, is this what's happening kumbari kwa muru?
Well, that is so true.
Mm-hmm.
What they even speak of before the epidemic, Mbari is a highly contagious place, both by its residents, never know for who needs and then people for sure also, it's my business, our home. And it's a great concern. And, you know, we are lucky or I don't know what I would say. Could you be having recorded a case here in Bali? But then, you know, people are sitting on their edges because there are numbers, but now, Bali, well, it's only a matter of time if God doesn't intervene.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I'm mostly worried about the recent events. Like I announced about the shutdown, you know, Bali is seeing things and everyone flocked into Bali of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was here and I would say probably the number of people who are usually in Bali doubled on Saturday and Sunday because people were panic buying, people needed vegetables, so they would come Kumbari Msika, Kuzo, stock up for the 21 day shutdown. And these are the people who came around. You know, some of these people who have been sick to have contracted the virus.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people would say, I know COVID is for the rich, it's not for us. But then, just Friday, those people who have contact with, you know, people who had contracted the disease actually came to that stroke as initials. So you'd imagine, you see, with a population, Yemuno Mumbai, let's just say only 1% contracted it, Mumbai was sick. Let's go back to Kumbapano, Karan, Karin, a family of 8 sleeping in 2 rooms. Now imagine, you see, you know, the kind of risk that you're exposed to. You know, these are some of the things that are really worrying us as, you know, people from the high-density residential areas.
Mm-hmm. Mkoma Edgar, Muripo Parnare.
Yes,
now, you hear some of the fears that are coming out from places such as Mbare, Kuma, high-density suburbs. Ukwanengo Arivanu, 8, you know, in one house. Zvekare manzwa mukoma piri vachitsanangura pa 3 days izvozvo pakanounswa kuti musi weMonday patanga pane shutdown hanzi Mbare yakanga yakangozara nevanhu vakawanda. Now, is this something that Zimbabweans should be concerned about? Do you think that Zimbabweans should feel safe moving forward?
I think definitely people need to be concerned about this. The whole point of you know, having the lockdowns will be defeated if people continue behaving the same way they were behaving before the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
The lockdown is there to, you know, limit the spread of the virus. But if people are then flocking the markets, I totally understand that people want to, you know, buy some groceries in anticipation of the lockdown. But it is also important that during that time, people practice social distancing, personal hygiene, washing their hands frequently, making sure that we don't, you know, fuel the spread of the virus.
Mkuma Edgar, takaona companies akafana ne Econet are doing, I guess, what would term as their social responsibility, vaka atingati ma basins that have not only soap, I think branding is where people can wash their hands in, you know, in areas in Zimbabwe. Is this something that could be helpful, and do you think that this is something that should be implemented all over the country?
I think it is a very responsible thing for people to do that. It can be done, but I think in view of lockdowns and social distancing, then there have to be limited places where people can, you know, go outside, because people have to stay indoors for us to be able to really manage and slow down the spread of the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be indoors. I think the most important thing at this point in time is for the municipalities to make sure that, you know, people have access to water in their houses. Mm-hmm. People can wash their hands in their houses. People can wash their food if they cook.
Mm-hmm.
I think that is very important in terms of managing this coronavirus.
You highlighted something very important, the issue of access to water. As is, a lot of municipalities, a lot of people from different parts of the country have complained, right, the Iwawa Skuwana access Kunemvura. Now, how do they, is there a way that they can go about ensuring that at least there is some form of cleanliness around them, even though Vakasarifaya Nidambutiku Rekshako Kwembu?
You know, I think it is a very difficult thing because, honestly, it's not everyone who can afford to buy and sanitize, as you know. So in the absence of frequent safe quantity wash their hands, and they can resort to using, you know, alcohol-based hand sanitizer. But I totally appreciate and understand that it's not everyone who is going to be able to afford it, buy those hand sanitizers. So therefore, I think it's a plea to the government and to the municipalities to make sure that at least during this lockdown, people have access to clean water, because we are having so many other problems, things like, you know, diarrhea, this is on top of the coronavirus. If people are staying at home, there's no water, people need to use ablution facilities. All this will pose a hazard to the health of many citizens.
Mm-hmm. We have Uchanyo Sakonani.
Yes, I'm here.
Njengo Munyo Wabasakulayo, Olwela Ilungilo Lolo. How do you take everything that happened? Do you think that, A, it's fair, and at what stage and point should people value their finances over their well-being?
Well,
this is in context to the situation in Zimbabwe.
That's correct.
Okay. Mina ngokwami, I actually had a conversation with a friend earlier yesterday about the situation in Ekhaya. You know, it's very hard to, we can't copy and paste, you understand? We can't say what happens in Europe and in the West, where economies are thriving, is the same thing that we can paste in Africa, in economies that are not functioning. So, if you notice that everyone in Zimbabwe especially, like the young man was explaining, Senko Ibizo, like...
Oh, blessing you.
Oh, blessing. You know, he was saying a very, very...
Mkoma blessing, but I par not.
So, basically, he was saying a very important point, you know, when he was saying, we need to kind of decide whether we want to die of corona or we want to die of hunger. Because, I mean, I am not familiar with the circumstances, but I understand. And obviously, how do you close 8 people in one room or in 2 rooms and expect them to stay there and not make a living and not eat food and just run away from a virus that they are not even being protected from by their own government? The government is doing nothing for them. I mean, I want to get into that, but like, we have a situation here. So, I mean, I personally think, like what Dr. Ekdal was saying, which is the government or the municipality should provide necessary facilities and necessary provisions for people to just wash their hands. You know, water is one of them. You know, if people have soap and water and they can wash their hands, let's start there with the basics. And that way people can start thinking of other things. But if you're going to tell these people to do this, I mean, personally, I was saying that people who are this side, we are privileged. We have this corona going in numbers in New York, but listen, I've got water in my apartment. I've got sanitizer. I've got gloves. How about a person who's in Mali who doesn't have all those things, you know? So in closing, I'm just saying, like, I think the situation is not the same. I understand where they're coming from. And I just did the basics for now. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much, Tanya. Thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
No problem.
All right. So, you end up kuna blessing. Mukoma blessing mazoka erbarna.
Hello.
Chipete, you from Gatin Shanaki. That's from Rok Mutanam Gurevne, Muriz Babu. In me, Parisino, for 21 days, it's Jubuya. Murkura Rama say, says Jorge's Babu should get a high density.
To start with, we ought not have a crew. Could see 21 days is a fabulous thing. For now, we're still living on the But starting from today, the Saka Kona, across from my flat, potatoes. And, you know, business is starting to come back to life. Bit by bit, and I'm pretty sure with the rest of Rabazi, I saw the police is going to be released to the people again, the various way and all. And I even saw in the morning, there's some guys in the street, but then they are standing in the streets, and when you drive past, they ask you, Musaka Mamteria, Musaka Utira, Musaka Ti. And if you happen to want some of those things, I'm thinking about, you know, run to the house and bring the items to your car, or take out DD. But I'm sure this is something to repeat for without the knowledge of the authorities. And as soon as they realize this, you know, and all that. But what's really worrying me is, from where that I saw, I just realized, as Mark said, and as I'm casting out for and feeling the difference between the other two, George and Jungafa are definitely like, could be balanced with the children, and cancel then cut the water supply with the bad demand. That's a very terrible thing to do. You know, putting the health of a lot of people at risk. So, you know, I'm just appealing to, you know, the relevant authorities if they are going to be listening to this, which is more interesting than a portion. I just think about it. It's really difficult. And now when we are going by Purani, right now the Kato Chansa is Purani, but even our Kudarka is so far away, and that's why we are not social distancing. But Purani Park, the Pasita Kapsova, COVID, you are yet to Bamle and eight more. And, you know, the cycle is not going to end if things are going to remain the way they are right now.
Mm-hmm. I was talking about the Kanakam blessing, it's not in the Kuru, Nupinam, Trongwango, and yes, Ganana, the guy Tipe, Joksam Nakin, Kanakina, Vapete, Evakan de Mashupa, it's not in the school.
Thank you.
Joksam Nati, it's a shock, Makumation, which is a nice from Kandemas, when you fit up Nemore Zimbabwe.
I think Mugu Kajan is not more cheap for another Zimbabwe. Gachi, Tere, Utahuane, authorities.
I was not sent as Kurusa doctor a Nebu Turangwa Kuanesu a Patronga Chedunas.
Thank you so much.
All right, Muria Zimbabwe, I was Hashikaf Makumo, Echonga Cheducha Nasi, a Nasim Chonga, Tangatina, Doctor Edgar Mnasi, Tangatina Zekari, a doctor, a Tinotenda, a Simemeza. Vari kuZimbabwe kuvamna Dr. Mnati vari ku UK tatina zvekare Tanya Chiriseri osakulayo yena opila eNew York Tanya ngani eNew York is one of the most hard stricken areas kweMelika. Just to as we recap, let me just read you guys a couple of numbers ukuthi lizwele nje ukuthi kwenzakalani kweMelika. Now as we speak kweMelika, over 163,000 cases have been confirmed bande mkhuhlane lo owe coronavirus. 163,000 cases. There has been recorded 3,000 deaths. Now, New York is, as I mentioned, one of the most hard-hit areas. There's been a 914 confirmed fatalities. Look, in New York, 914. Because of each one of the coronavirus. It's Charissa, a worldwide, my statistics earlier on for Tatanga Chirongwa, number who indicate worldwide, 800,000 people have tested positive for COVID-19. It's Charissa, South Africa, 1,300 people have tested COVID, positive for COVID-19. Pane 3, but Vashaya, Charissa, Zhukwitra, Zimbabwe, parizvino, 8 people have tested positive for coronavirus. And Pakashaya, Munumwechete, Uyo Aive Zurura Makamba, which is 30-year-old broadcaster, Akashaya, last week, Monday.
Wash your hands with soap and water before you eat, after using the toilet, after touching anything many other people touch, like a seat on a public bus. Scrub thoroughly for 20 seconds. If you cannot wash your hands, use a hand sanitizer. Taking these steps can prevent not only coronavirus, but also colds and flu and other viruses. For more information, visit the World Health Organization's website, www.who.int.
Tagamuri Zimbabwe Tuesday, Oma Ondre, you can amchita wa, muno kwa nisa uti texta. Pa WhatsApp number, edu inoti +12024650318. Kutokumutu zo maondre nyu uze nishitele pelumbo nwenu. Ogwami, mina ngogwami li lako mkuma go Twitter njalo go Instagram @BigMike3, BigMyke3. Uze sikote. So lako uzele umbo nwenu. Mana nalolu daba. How are you all surviving, Elizweni, with the lockdown? So, sumezele imimbo nwenu uze sizwe ogu nengi. Okwamanje sokumele ngishaye phansi umthokazi omuhle muri eZimbabwe chinobhuruka chinomhara chasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi sesifikile emaphethelweni ohlelo namuhla. Nasi muchirongwa changa tichibata nyaya yezvechirwere checoronavirus. Nguva yangu yapera, anokuonekai nemufaro, tosangana vhiki rinouya
nemsechipiri kana papa chirongo chedu chevechidiki muine ni Mike Hove ichamalami mutsakazo mote mu Mike Hove bye bye